Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. 1 and 2 year sentences in juvenile jail today for two Steubenville, Ohio high school football players. The judge convicted them of an alcohol-fueled rape of a 16-year-old girl at a party. The victim first realized she was assaulted when she saw an explicit video of herself, along with a video that made fun of her in the alleged attack. The victim's mother spoke in juvenile court.
You displayed not only a lack of this compassion, but a lack of any moral code. Your decisions that night affected countless lives, including those most dear to you. You were your own accuser through the social media that you chose to publish your criminal conduct on.
Ohio's attorney general says he'll investigate whether more students should be charged and whether there was a cover-up to protect athletes. 4 years in prison, the sentence for an Air Force instructor for raping a female trainer at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland, Texas, where he worked. Staff Sergeant Eddie Soto becomes the ninth trainer convicted in the military sex scandal. We're just hearing of a grass fire last evening that quickly spread to a development near Carolina Forest, South Carolina, damaging or destroying 26 buildings, including 109 condos and apartments. South Carolina Forestry Service's Scott Hawkins.
We don't know if this fire that wiped out some condos in the Myrtle Beach area was incendiary, which means in our parlance, set intentionally or set by human hands.
Nobody hurt. Iran says it's indicted 15 people in the killing of five Iranian nuclear scientists over the past few years. Iran's accused the CIA, Britain, and Israel's Mossad. Even the astronauts aboard the International Space Station are celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, Danny boy.
Commander Chris Hadfield recorded a version of this Irish classic on board the station for the holiday.
From glen to glen.
So what if he's Canadian? This is ABC News.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
A deadly bombing just hours ago at Iraq's vital southern oil port.
Iraqi police say at least 10 people were killed in a bus bombing just outside the southern city of Basra. Two others were wounded in a second bombing near government offices in the center of the city. Violence in Iraq is on the rise amid growing sectarian tensions between the country's Sunni and Shia. Last week, at least 24 people were killed in coordinated bombings targeting government buildings in downtown Baghdad. Karma Gentile, ABC News, Basra.
Initial reviews of the new Pope's first weekly Sunday sermon from St. Peter's Square in Rome. ABC's Tom Rivers at the scene.
Bisogno di capire bene questa.
It was short and sweet, lasting about 10 minutes, but the thousands in the square and surrounding streets loved it. Breaking with tradition, Francis didn't read from a written speech. Instead, he delivered off-the-cuff remarks about God and forgiveness. Just a few days into the job, he's already starting to leave his mark, and so far, many here say he's a breath of fresh air.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you are 62 or older, Reliance Mortgage invites you to learn more about the reverse mortgage loan. This government-sponsored program is designed to help seniors live without a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives while having a quality life free from financial worries. The Reliance Mortgage Program allows you to get your loan with no credit check, no income verification, and no mortgage payments. Call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000. Get your cash out now and pay off your bills or taxes and simply enjoy your retirement with more money to spend. Reliance Mortgage has closed over 1,000 reverse mortgage loans and was the first company in the state of Texas to close one. If you would like more information about this incredible program, call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000 or contact us online at reliancemortgage.com. Reliance Mortgage, a proud Texas company for over 25 years and a member of the Better Business Bureau since 1992. That's 214-360-9000.
Reliance Mortgage, NMLS number 370420, 13140 Coit Road, Suite 502, Dallas, Texas, 75240. When medical treatments and ordinary chiropractic care hasn't worked, let Adjust unlock your body's natural healing potential. Adjust is Dallas's premier spinal rehab and chiropractic wellness center. For neck pain, low back pain, hip pain, headaches, and more, Adjust can pinpoint and correct the cause of your discomfort, not just treat symptoms. Adjust can work with the busiest of schedules at their state-of-the-art clinic across the street from the Galleria. For a free consultation, call 972-701-WELL or visit AdjustDallas.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Raise your hands if you're a social media expert. Okay. Now raise your hands if you don't understand Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, or most importantly, LinkedIn. Now, regardless of the category you fall into, today's show is all about social media, and we have with us two experts who are going to talk about LinkedIn and the legal aspects of social media. So, to begin this day's show, we're going to speak with Lucinda Rook. Lucinda is president of Facilitating Into the Future, and she specializes in transforming business strategy and plans into real operational results. And Lucinda solves business problems in boardroom facilitation and in private coaching sessions. And she does this by bringing in a vast background of business and technology experience. Lucinda is certified in LinkedIn, which we're going to spend most of the first half of our show talking about. She has spoken to hundreds of groups, and she has taught thousands. She's achieved top most recommended on LinkedIn. And if you go to her site, you'll see that she's accredited as in the top 1% viewed. Lucinda, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us because I am, as you and I have talked about before, a relative novice when it comes to any type of social media. My expertise on LinkedIn is a little bit better. But as I talk to people out in the marketplace, I hear Facebook, I hear Twitter, but I don't hear LinkedIn very much. Tell us about what you do and how it's tied in with LinkedIn.
Well, let's back up a second. One of the things you said is you hear about all these others, but maybe not as much about LinkedIn.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about what it's geared at. LinkedIn is geared for your business professionals. It's geared for those that are out there building their careers, building relationships in business. It's different than Facebook. You know, Facebook's family, social, how's your, you know, kids' pictures, that sort of thing. So if you take a look at the demographics of the population and you think about how many are business professionals, it makes sense that there are less and there will always be less on LinkedIn.
More of as you and I talked about, a niche for social media, but an extremely important niche. One of the things I see on your website, you have on there where business consulting and LinkedIn services unite for competitive advantage. So how do you pull the consulting and the LinkedIn together?
Oh, that's easy. If you think about all of the money that businesses spend on advertising and marketing and that sort, and then you think about LinkedIn, do you know that you can close business 35% of the time on LinkedIn versus the money you've spent on advertising? And by the way, most people know LinkedIn's free. Did I say free? Yes, I said free. Okay, there is a paid version, but a lot of people are learning that because you build those relationships, and those relationships are so much easier to build on LinkedIn. I mean, you don't need icebreakers. You can read their profiles. You can read about the person before you meet them. So I say it's not a, you know, it's not a cold call anymore. It's a warm call.
It's been a tremendous asset to me as I've searched for CEOs specifically for this program and for my business, and they're on LinkedIn. I'd say probably 95% of the people I've searched that are business people are on LinkedIn. So it's obviously a tremendous tool for the average business person.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's great to go prospecting, looking out there. It's great to get into new markets you would never have gotten into any other way. And, oh, by the way, you know, you spend all that time going to events, driving, meeting people. At the end of the event, maybe you've not even met a prospect in the whole room. Versus on LinkedIn, you're not wasting your time driving and meeting somebody that's not going to fit. You're running through their profile. You're qualifying them. You've got a good qualified prospecting list. So I'm not saying it takes the place of face-to-face, but it's a great way to get in the door.
There have been a number of times where I've wanted to meet somebody, didn't know them, and if I picked up a phone and I call them, the odds of them taking my call are slim if they don't know me. But if I see that they are a second or a third level to me, I can find out who the person is that knows them, ask them for an introduction, and I slide right in as a result of that.
Exactly. There are two, three different ways to get referrals and recommendations through LinkedIn. And so it's more people learning how to use LinkedIn. Once they've figured it out, you know, you kind of, what's that line? You don't want to go back, you figured it out. But most of the people don't know what they don't know about LinkedIn. I mean, they get on LinkedIn, they fill in these little fields, you know, just stuff something that looks like a resume in there, and they are just not getting the benefit of LinkedIn. They're not leveraging it for what it's good for.
As we were talking before, I mentioned I'm on LinkedIn maybe two or three times a day, and every single time I go on LinkedIn, I guess it's every single time, I pick up something new. There's something new to learn about LinkedIn. And even though I know more about LinkedIn than most people, I'm putting two fingers up and it's maybe a half of an inch. I know so little about LinkedIn. Do you find that with other people also?
Oh, of course. I would say 80 to 90% of the people on LinkedIn are out there primarily answering the mail. In other words, you know, responding to invitations, that sort. They have no clue how many components are on LinkedIn. There are over 345 components on LinkedIn, and most people are probably using, you know, the bare minimum. So what I like to do is share that passion. You asked me earlier, what do I do from a business consulting and how did I tie it with LinkedIn? I love to teach businesses how to compete. Think about, even if you're a small business owner, small, medium size, you can compete with the big businesses because all the tools are right there if you know how to use them.
And I find when I meet people at social events, business social events, if they are business savvy, they have a LinkedIn account.
Yes.
If they are just getting started or haven't really gotten there, they're not quite sure about LinkedIn.
Exactly.
Well, what your story is interesting too, because you spent a number of years traveling. How'd you get to where you are right now?
I spent years traveling, working with consulting. I was management consulting for those years and working with Fortune 100, Fortune 500, the global 500, those companies. And I really wanted to come off the road from traveling. That's probably a very self-centered comment to make, but yes, I wanted to quit traveling.
As much as I travel, I understand that.
Yeah. And so what I wanted to do is come back to Dallas and sit down with business owners and help them bring that knowledge to them. As part of doing the business coaching and consulting, I was looking for value add to bring to the businesses. So back in 2008, I got an offer to attend a free training class on LinkedIn. And the founder of Integrated Alliances, Mike O'Neill, was coming to Dallas to teach it. I went through the class. I sat there and I said, oh, my God, this is a free tool. This is an absolute free website for businesses. Why aren't they using it? I was like, well, everybody thinks it's for recruiting and job seeking and, Yes, that's true. Way back when, that is its heritage, and that is true. But I looked at it and said, oh, no, let's use this tool as a free website, because I had several business owners as clients back then that were having trouble getting their websites up. They were having trouble getting the timing. The web designers took too long. When they came up, it wasn't the way they wanted it. And I sat there and I said, with LinkedIn, you have your own control. You can bring it up. You can design it how you want. Let's just put it to use. And ever since starting to teach, there's been more and more and more demand for what else can we do? And LinkedIn is constantly rolling out new technology and techniques. And it's just, it's a constant evolution. It's great.
Well, you mentioned going to that free seminar. I've been to two or three that you did.
Yes.
And my mind just exploded when I realized potential for LinkedIn, which is what we're going to talk about when we come back from our break. This is Playmakers Talk Show. You can get all the information about our guests and podcasts from PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-723-7939. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and we are talking social media today. Specifically, in our first half of the show, we're talking about LinkedIn with Lucinda Rook. And Lucinda's website, which I didn't mention earlier, is LinkedIn4me.com. That's LinkedIn4me.com. Her company is Facilitating Into the Future, and she's given us a lot of insight into LinkedIn. How did you find out about LinkedIn? Was it the workshop you went to, you mentioned earlier, or did you know more about LinkedIn prior to that?
Good question. I actually got on LinkedIn back in probably 2004, which is really in the beginning of LinkedIn. LinkedIn started in 2003. So I was one
of
the beginning. Yeah, I was one of the really early adopters. And it's funny because it was one of my employees that worked for me. He says, "Lucinda, you ought to try this thing out called LinkedIn." And I'm like, "I've not heard of that." So he asked me a few days later, "Have you went and joined?" He goes, "I sent you an invitation." I said, "No, not yet. Okay, I'll go join." And when I got on there, it was the funniest thing because I looked at it and I said, "Well, this looks like a place to put your resume and a place to look for a job. Why is he giving me this? And it was one of my favorite employees. But it was one of those things where I did just like so many others on LinkedIn. I got on there. I saw it. I was like, "Oh, so what's this all about?" It didn't really strike me as being that relevant or useful for me. And so I was on there but not doing anything. Roll the clock forward to 2008, and I got that invitation to that training session. Actually, it was at TCU. All of a sudden, I sat there and I saw the tool in a whole different light because I was coming at it from, now I'm working with small business owners, small, medium size, and wanting to bring them into the 20th century. And I knew what their struggles were, and I just saw LinkedIn as a perfect fit.
And LinkedIn now is, as you said, about 10 years old.
Yes.
And from what I understand, about 200 million people worldwide. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So people are finding out about it. We mentioned earlier about how you can find people on LinkedIn. If I want to find somebody I don't know, I could get referred to them by someone I do know if they're a LinkedIn to them. For those people that are concerned about being inundated by people getting a hold of them, is that a concern?
Not really. You have control of the information you share. You have control of the information that you make public. You have control of what level you release that information to. So it's what you want to put out there. Secondly, if you're on LinkedIn, if you want people to invite you and connect with you and send emails and in-mails, it's, you know, in your inbox there, you have control of all of that. So it's only a matter if you want to be out there. So obviously, if you sort of stereotype a salesperson always wants to be contacted. So a salesperson is going to put out their phone number. They're going to put out their address. They're going to put out 50 ways from Sunday of how to contact them. And I look at so many salespeople that haven't necessarily thought through all of that. But if you don't want to be contacted, you can turn off that too.
I also noticed only one of my clients has this on her LinkedIn page, but you can actually shut off and keep private your contacts.
Yes, you can.
The majority of people don't do that because they want to let people know who they are connected to, but most don't do that.
Right. You can turn off your contacts so others looking at your profile can't see who you're connected to. But if you think about it, and a lot of people are concerned about, "Oh, I don't want anyone to see my contacts because they're my clients." Well, if you only have 10 connections, you're right. Turn it off. Don't let people see your 10. If they're your top 10 clients, turn it off. But if you're starting to get 100, 200, 300 connections or more, there's no way someone's going to scroll through. When they pull it up, you can only see about 10 per page. There's no way they're going to scroll through 30 pages or 50 pages or 100 pages looking at your connections. So you have to think about it relative to what they can or cannot see.
And even if they see these connections, they don't know if you're actually doing business with them. Because I'll meet people like yourself at meetings, and I've just met you. I haven't done business with you, but we link in, and
right,
we can find out more about each other too.
Right. That's true.
Well, getting involved with LinkedIn probably is one of the turning points of your career, but is that the key turning point, or have other things happened that really have gotten you where you are right now? You mentioned in part of your bio that you've been involved with Fortune 1 company, that you've gone through a lot of things. Has anything specifically changed for you in your business?
Well, basically, I think one of the things that I was referring to is a situation I was in with the Fortune 1 company.
That's what I read.
It was the Fortune 1 company. And the turning point in my life is, you know, once you've been in a stressful situation where there's a lot of pressure on, and what I'm talking about is a situation where if things had went wrong, what do? They shoot the leader, right? So if you're in a situation where it could affect over 50 countries globally. It could affect millions of customers. You know, your name would be on the front page of every newspaper, every reporter would be talking about the failure, right? So it was a very stressful time. But what it taught me is, from this point forward, I will never be afraid to tackle or try to accomplish anything again. I will go for it. And what I was talking about is I was a co-leader of the Y2K for General Motors, which was probably either the top one, two, or three largest Y2K programs in the world. And we were in multiple countries and multiple languages, over 1.7 million infrastructure items. Multiple languages, and that's both human and programming languages. And so if you think about that, it took 7 years to pull that program off. And that's something where the time bomb was never changing. That time was stuck. And, you know, now we look past it and we say, oh, it wasn't a big deal. Nothing really happened. But back then, you don't know. And so lots of sleepless nights. So my point in telling you all that is, nothing I do will ever be like that moment. So I look at this LinkedIn thing as totally fun. I've got lots of passion about it, and I'm ready to go play with it.
So your job, really, now that you've gone through all that, with everything you've done up to this point, is really helping companies grow.
Yes, yes.
And one of the tools you use for it, in addition to your consulting, happens to be LinkedIn.
Oh, yes.
And your website, again, is?
LinkedIn for me, and that's the number four.
And your phone number?
972-370-2386.
So again, the website is LinkedIn for me. I like that website, LinkedInForMe.com, with the number four in there. And you can see everything that Lucinda is doing and has done. Lucinda, thank you very much for being with us. Great information about LinkedIn.
Thank you.
We're going to be back after this break, and we're going to talk about some of the legal aspects that you might not be aware of, because I wasn't, about social media. Be back right after this. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zipline. There are no other camps in our region, and only a handful of camps camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th Annual Benefit Golf Tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I want to give some full disclosure now. We're going to be talking to an attorney, but I want you to pay close attention because this attorney is going to give us a lot of information about the legalities of social media. And that attorney is Sean Tuma, and Sean's a partner at the law firm Britton Tuma, and they are a full-service boutique business law firm that helps clients with all civil matters. And what makes Britton Tuma unique is its expertise in information security, computer fraud, and data privacy law, refers to as digital business risk. Sean's also an accomplished author on various legal technology topics, and he manages the Computer Data Privacy Social Media Law Blog. And I have that in front of me. We'll be commenting about that in a few moments. So he's accomplished at what he was talking about. Sean, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
I noticed on your website, BrittonTuma.com, that you have a lot of stories you put on there, data breach, who's going to get it, social media policy must have, when are they on the clock, your business needs a social media policy, and this is why. Those are three of the areas I found out in there. How important is understanding the legalities of social media?
Well, it's very important because social media is a fantastic tool. I am completely sold out on using social media. I use it for my own business, for promoting the content that I write, the blog articles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, I use all of it. And so being a big fan of it, as I started using it several years ago, I started to recognize some of the legal issues that were coming up as well. And it got me to thinking, you know, is anyone looking at the legal side of what we're doing here? And what I found is there's a natural tension within businesses between what their marketing side wants to do with the promotional and using this as a great tool. And then on the other hand, you have the legal department that's saying, hang on a minute, you know, you're taking risks here that could get us into trouble. So what my goal is to find a happy medium somewhere in the middle that accomplishes both.
And when I first began to understand legalities of this is during the last Olympics, where USA Today ahead of time said, we may have some interesting tweets from some of these athletes that could get them in trouble, which happened. Aside from Twitter, what are some of those legal aspects that a business needs to be aware of as in regards to social media?
Well, I could sit here and talk for days about the various issues. But one of the things that businesses need to do from a very basic standpoint is decide who owns the social media, who owns the content, who owns the accounts. Over the last year, we saw a case called PhoneDog versus Kravitz that got the somewhat national attention, where an employee had 17,000 social Twitter followers, left the company and went to work for another company and took the Twitter account and all those followers with him. And it turned into be a huge lawsuit. And the party spent literally tens of thousands of dollars fighting over it. And it could have been resolved at the very beginning with the simple policy that said the company owns the Twitter account. And that simple.
So there isn't necessarily a specific law in terms of who owns that. It has to do with a policy that the business has with
That's
their employees.
Right. It goes back to basic contract law.
So if you have a handful of employees, up to thousands of employees, there needs to be something specific written in their employee manual and their guide, something that outlines exactly who owns or deals with what.
That's exactly right. You need to have clearly defined rules for both the employee and the company that set forth who owns official company social media, whether employees are allowed to promote the company with their own personal social media, whether employees who manage company social media are allowed to promote themselves with the company social media, there's a whole litany of issues there that need to be addressed, and they're not complicated. They just, people need to think about them and work through those issues.
Now, has this become a large part of your business?
It's becoming larger. The problem I face is most people are not aware of these issues when they jump off into social media. And you know, so education is a big part of what I do, of going out and trying to teach people ahead of time how to solve these problems instead of letting the problem develop. One of the sayings I use when I speak about this is an ounce of prevention is cheaper than the first day of litigation. Because it's cheaper to solve these problems with a well-written policy than it is the first day you go down to the courthouse to fight about it.
This is like having that will prepared before you die.
That's exactly right. And that's just one issue with social media. You know, Lucinda mentioned the sharing of contacts online, you know, whether you share your LinkedIn contacts. And I have to disagree with her a little bit here. And I don't disagree with her, but it's a point that needs to be addressed because I share my own contacts. But many companies consider their customer list to be trade secrets. And if you have a trade secret, it necessarily has to be kept secret, or it's not a trade secret. Now, I've had cases where this was before the LinkedIn really became this popular, but where we go down to the courthouse to get a temporary restraining order against a competitor or an employee who leaves with the customer list. Now, the best defense to that going forward would be if the attorney showing up at the courthouse could say, Judge, here's a copy of their LinkedIn. They've made all of these secret people public, known to the world. And so this is just another issue that companies need to think about as part of their social media strategy. Do they want to keep that secret or do they want to promote it?
So if I have my own business and I want to make sure I'm protected, it's a matter of sitting down with an attorney, going through every legal aspect ahead of time, which doesn't mean you're covered 100%, but you want to make as many decisions ahead of time with your social media prior to some litigation occurring if an employee leaves.
That is exactly right. And it's not just if an employee leaves. There are tons of issues that need to be addressed. But that's exactly right. If you sit down and plan it out ahead of time, and you know, I've done enough of these and thought through enough of these issues where I have checklists that I'll go down and follow to try to make sure we cover most of the major issues. And it's not that we always know the absolute answer, but if we raise the issue, we can then talk about it and make a business decision on what's the most effective way to proceed.
I'm going to ask you another question about that checklist in a moment. Do most attorneys really understand social media law? Most civil attorneys, like yourself?
I don't believe so. And I say that not to sound arrogant, because I really look at this from a humility standpoint, because the truth is I don't understand all of social media law because it's changing.
It's a fast-moving target.
It's developing every day. As we sit here, there is a new aspect of it changing. And I actually had a client ask me recently if I could solve their social media problems, and I had to tell him honestly no. But I can get closer to it than anyone else can because I understand the space well enough to reason to the right answers, or to at least have a good shot at it.
This reminds me of the old commercial for, I believe it was a automobile parts supplier, pay me now or pay me later.
Well, that's right.
That's right.
And it's a lot cheaper to do a policy ahead of time, literally, than it is to go down to the courthouse, file a lawsuit, defend a lawsuit. I mean, then you're looking at tens of thousands of dollars.
We're going to talk more about those social and legal aspects. And I also want to ask Sean about some of the items that might be on his checklist in terms of what he talks about with his clients. Stay with us. This is PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We'll be back right after this. CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely, because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com, and let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
It can begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein. We're talking about the legalities of social media, and we are speaking with Sean Tuma. He's an attorney with Britton Tuma. And during the break, he and I were discussing aspects of legality with social media in the courtroom. So tell us what we're talking about.
Well, what I was talking about is to be a successful litigation attorney or courtroom attorney, it requires an ability to succinctly state an idea and to come up with key buzzwords. And, you know, Twitter is limited to 140 characters. And what better training is there for an attorney than using Twitter to be able to come up with an idea and really get it refined down into its basic form?
Now, I know a lot of celebrities that use Twitter to comment about political things, things are going on in the news. Do attorneys do that also to attempt to sway public opinion?
We do. We certainly do. There's that happens a lot. And one of the things I use Twitter for is not just to promote material and to share information, but to research information and follow current trends in the law and in government and things like that. And we see that a lot. It's been happening a lot lately with the Aaron Swartz prosecution when he committed suicide. He was one of the founders of Reddit, and he was charged with violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act for some things he had done. And we really see a lot of that on Twitter, on the blogs, on social media, of people with a strong opinion about this case trying to use their influence to sway public opinion on that issue.
Because of your knowledge of social media, I would assume that when you get in front of a judge or you're in the courtroom, just that base of knowledge is going to help your client compared to the other client with an attorney that doesn't quite know as much and is attempting to get up to speed.
Well, it really does. If we're dealing with social media issues, and the truth is people don't realize it, but in just about every litigation case we see, whether it's civil or criminal, there are social media issues. For example, just this past weekend, I blogged about a situation where someone had taken a medical leave from work, and while he was away on medical leave, he was posting pictures of himself hunting, you know, and then he got fired, and there was an issue of whether the social media content could be admissible as evidence in the court. And it absolutely was and absolutely is. And so if you have attorneys who don't understand social media and they go and tell their clients, clean up your pictures on your Facebook, okay, they've just committed ethical violations. They've just destroyed evidence because the Facebook pictures or the LinkedIn comments or what have you are all evidence, and they're being destroyed at the direction of the attorney, and cases have been dismissed against the parties who've done that for that reason.
So if I have sites on different social media and there could cause some problems, I better talk to an attorney before I add or take away from my site if there potentially could be a civil suit.
Well, that's right. If you're in the context, if you're in the zone of where litigation seems imminent, you definitely do not want to go taking down that information because you're destroying relevant evidence at that point.
Well, let's flip this back to something a little more positive. We were discussing it before the break about a checklist. Mm-hmm. Over the years, you've been doing this so long, you've developed a checklist of what you want to discuss with a business. What are some of those items that you would discuss with them ahead of time to make sure they can put together a great social media policy?
Well, the first thing I do want to point out is it's not just a policy that we're shooting for. The policies are governed by a lot of different laws, but we need to teach people to think. We need to give them examples and raise these issues and then have discussions with them so they understand what the policy's there to do. But one of the things, obviously, we talk about the ownership of the social media. We talk about the nature of the business. What kind of business are they in? If they're in a regulated industry, such as one that's governed by the Securities and Exchange Commission or medical, where you have a higher standard of information that can be shared, we talk about who's going to be running the social media accounts, what they're permitted to say that won't get them into regulatory trouble. We talk about intellectual property issues, what information from the company is permissible to be shared over social media. What are we going to share from other people, such as photographs that may be copyrighted? You know, sharing someone's photograph on your blog, if you don't have the rights to it, can get you into copyright infringement and or trademark infringement that have huge penalties and huge fines. You know, we talk about whether the employees who are managing social media, are they hourly employees, so that if they're on the clock from 9 to 5 getting paid to do Facebook, and they then go home that weekend and they spend 2 hours on Saturday night doing Facebook and they do the company Facebook, are they now entitled to overtime? And we've seen a case with that on the email side where the court found, yes, they should have been paid overtime for that. So there are lots of different issues we can go through here. And these are only a few.
Oh, you just scratched the surface and my mind is boggled in terms of how much needs to be addressed prior to coming up with this policy. If I'm a blogger, and I and you are too, and Sean's blog is seanetuma.com, and Sean is Shawn, middle initial E, then Tuma, TUMA.com. I need to watch out what I put. Not only do I don't want to plagiarize somebody else, but if I put pictures of something in there, there could be civil aspects of that too. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and it's not just pictures. There is a big difference between plagiarism and copyright. And having citing to something which gets you out of plagiarism does not get you out of copyright infringement. And it's not just pictures. It's recordings. It's text. If you copy blocks of text, you know, substantial blocks, not just one block paragraph or something, but major portions of written works, photographs, drawings, those are all protected by copyright law. And I do need to mention the penalty can be up to $150,000 per work infringed. That means per picture, per work, per book, if it's a willful and knowing violation. So it's a major issue.
So if you have any kind of an account on the internet, you are open to a tremendous amount, possibly, of social media laws that you could be breaking if you're not aware of it.
That's for sure, yeah.
So you need to make sure you're looking at what you're doing. I tweet a lot of quotations from famous people. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do that, I put them in quotation marks, though I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but I also write down who said it. Am I okay with the way I'm looking at one sentence, maybe two sentences?
Yeah, tweeting a quote tweeting a small portion of a work is not going to get you in trouble for copyright infringement. Where you're going to get in trouble is when you are taking major portions of someone else's work and making it, treating it as though it's your own for a commercial type purpose. Just tweeting a quote on Twitter isn't going to get you in trouble.
Well, I learned that a long time ago in school, where taking something from something else is written and you're making it your own report, that gets you in a little trouble there too.
That's exactly right. And that goes back to what we want to teach in the policies. These are basic common sense principles, but they need to be applied to this new medium. And, you know, don't use what someone else is and treat it as your own. That's a pretty simple rule, but it's the application to this new environment that's important.
Should you be interested in what Sean is talking about, I'm flipping through his blog right now, and I see one I think you're referring to earlier. Warning, internet pictures of you hunting while on medical leave from work will kill your retaliatory discharge claim. You were referring to that earlier.
Right.
If you flip through his website, his blog, it's Sean, SHAWNETUMA.com. If you want to flip through there, you'll see a number of things that Sean has written about regarding a number of different lawsuits. What caused you to come up with something specific that you blog about? Is there something in the news that interests you?
Usually I do look for something that interests me. I look for something that's going to have a legal principle to it that I can share with others that they may not understand and to help educate, because part of my job is to educate people of the risks and show them the need to solve these problems ahead of time. But another thing I look for is timeliness. This past weekend, I blogged about a case that came out last Friday that is kind of a watershed case in the data privacy industry, you know, or field. And it turned out to be a huge hit. And I've now had several interviews for it, did a podcast over the weekend, and it got more hits on my blog than I've ever had in one day, just, you know, by picking something that's timely and relevant. So,
yeah, I hadn't realized when we were first talking that your job would be great dealing with a large company, but a sole proprietor can be helped tremendously by your expertise.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something, it's a narrow field of expertise, this information type law. But whether it's a large company or a sole proprietor, the issues are the same. The key is for me to help guide in the discussion of thinking through how you want to resolve these issues.
We've been speaking with Sean Tuma, and Sean is a principal at Britton Tuma. That's Britton, BRITTONTUMA.com. He also has his blog, which is Sean, SHAWNETUMA.com, which I recommend. But if you go to the website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com, you'll see all the different areas you can contact Sean at. Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Facebook, Pinterest. Where is the best way for someone to get a hold of you, Sean?
Twitter's good, email's good, or you can always call my mobile phone as well.
And your number is?
It's 214-726-2808.
And again, to get any of those, it's PlayAmericasTalkShow.com. I want to bring Lucinda Rook back on. Lucinda was speaking about her expertise, which is LinkedIn, at the top of the show. And we also have Sean Tuma speaking about the legal aspects. Just opening up to both of you, what is the most important thing we need to look at in terms of either LinkedIn or social media law? Lucinda, I'll open up to you. If I want to open up a LinkedIn account, I haven't been on LinkedIn before, what do I do?
Oh, that's simple. You go to www.linkedin.com, and there's a place for you to log in and set up an account, and it will ask you for what's your main email address that you want to log in with. This is, as what we mentioned before, there's things you want to show and not show, so don't worry about setting up the account. You're not showing it to anybody yet. Then it will guide you through the different fields to populate and put your information out there. And I would suggest if you're going to set up a new profile that you put your picture out there. That's important for credibility so people know you're real. And introduce yourselves into groups and monitor and watch first before you invoke in participation. And that's so that you learn the business etiquette the way that people operate, because I guarantee it's different than Twitter and Facebook. And that'd be a good way to learn by watching others.
And your website, again, to get a hold of you is?
www.linkedinforme.com. And that four is a number.
And that's Lucinda Rook. Lucinda, thank you very much. Let me turn it back over to Sean. What's the first thing I need to look for regarding social media law if I'm a business?
Well, who opens the account and whose account is it? Who controls the password? Those are very important things to remember. And be honest. Be yourself. Be genuine. Don't say things that are false. You know, be a good citizen.
And if something's in a gray area or on the line, talk to an attorney.
I would definitely suggest that.
We've been speaking with two social media experts in a little different area. Again, Lucinda Rook, and she is LinkedIn, the number 4me.com, LinkedIn4me.com. If you'd like to find out more about either her business consulting or specifically about LinkedIn, because I've learned a ton in attending Lucinda's workshops that you have. And if you go to her website, you'll also see a list of those. And if you want to find out more about social media legalities, go to BrittonTuma.com or specifically to Sean's blog, which again is
www.seanetuma.com. SHAWNETUMA.com.
And for both Lucinda and Sean, they're also on my website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Lucinda, Sean, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Can get all the information on PlaymakersTalkShow.com, including our past podcasts. We'll look forward to seeing
Attention
you
Attention golfers,
week.
Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
Get under the water with fitness from Sergeant H2O Aquatic Boot Camp. Reveal what's under the surface for 59% off at sweetjack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
Sweetjack.com.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success
success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
Bought a new car recently? Chances are you've got something on your car radio you didn't know about. It's called HD Radio.
What does that mean to you?
It means you can now listen to KLIF news and information in crystal clear FM. Just tune to our sister station, 96.3 KSCS. On that HD Radio, click up one spot to 96.3 FM, HD2. And there we are. Clear news and information on crystal clear 96.3 FM HD2 and always at 570 AM KLIF. 570 AM 96.3 FM HD2. That's where you'll find us. News and information KLIF.
News and information 570 AM
and 96.3 FM HD2.
KLIF.
Dallas. And KLIF.